بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه فيقول: يا ربي وجدتها ملأة، فيقول الله عز وجل له: اذهب فادخل الجنة. We were reading this hadith yesterday of the great vastness of Jannah and what Allah Ta'ala has prepared in Jannah. And in this hadith that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I know that person will be the last to come out of Jahannam. And this, as we had explained a little bit in detail, that after how long it will be, and what all will have gone through, and this will be the person will have the least amount of iman. And that iman could not save him from any gunas in this world. That iman was extremely weak, that nobody else could make it out. Even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, other great people will go into Jahannam to find the people of iman and take them out by the permission and command of Allah Ta'ala. But they also will not recognize that person's iman. They won't detect any sign of that iman. Only Allah Ta'ala will know exactly, and when he will come out, he will enter Jannah. And we read yesterday that twice Allah will tell him, go to Jannah and take your place there. He will come back and say, there is no place there. The place is full, there is no place. The third time Allah Ta'ala will tell him, اِذْهَبْ فَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go and enter into Jannah. فَيَأْتِيهَا. And then he will come there to Jannah. فَيُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهَا مَلَأَ. And then it will appear to him that Jannah is full and there is no place whatsoever. فَيَرْجِعُ فَيَقُولُ. He will return and he will say, يَا رَبْ وَجَدْتُهَا مَلَأَ. Oh Allah, I found it to be completely full. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَهُ. And then Allah Ta'ala will say to him, اِذْهَبْ فَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go and enter into Jannah. And this time Allah Ta'ala will say, فَإِنَّ لَكَ مِثْلَ الدُّنْيَا وَعَشَرَةَ أَمْثَالِهَا. And you will find in Jannah, you will find the size of dunya and 10 times the size of that. For that the person who is the last to enter Jannah, he will get the 10 times the size of this dunya. So those who are higher up, whereas in the previous hadith we had read Musa alayhi salatu was salam asked of the people of the higher position. And it also comes in the explanation of this hadith that as we see the stars above us, the stages of Jannah will be so much. And the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam will be there so high, and what their enjoyment will be. And as repeatedly we have said, where in Jannah a person will be forever and ever, and he will never have to work, never will he feel bored also, that I'm just enjoying, I'm not working or anything. Everything will just be there for his enjoyment and for his pleasure. Oh, inna laka mithla asharati amsali dunya. Those were the words which Allah Ta'ala will say, or Allah Ta'ala will say that 10 times the size of this dunya you will have. And this person will be so taken aback, he will be so astonished and so happy that he will sort of go out of his mind and he will say to Allah Ta'ala, أَتَسْخَرُ بِي. Are you making fun out of me? He's speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And who is this? The person who was the most greatest sinner and who had such little bit of iman that could not be detected by anyone. Now he's speaking to Allah Ta'ala, are you making fun out of me? أَوْتَضْحَكُ بِي. Or are you making jokes with me? He will be speaking to Allah Ta'ala, وَأَنْتَ الْمَلِكُ. And you are the king. That you are so great, are you making, he wouldn't expect it, that I am getting 10 times the size of dunya, and that is for me. So he will, so happy he will be, that he will speak to Allah Ta'ala like this. And when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this, فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ زَحِكَ. I saw Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also laughing. That, and very, very seldom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughed to this extent, hatta badat nawajiduhu, until his molars also appeared. So much that this person here is speaking to Allah like this, and this is the person with at least bit of iman. Fakani yaqul, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلَةً. That is the person who will have the lowest place in Jannah. A person that will have a so weak iman, and he will enter the last in Jannah. And when he enters, it will appear that Jannah is full. There is no place left for him. But he will get 10 times the size of this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this dunya. For vast majority of us, we had iman by birth. Now it is to look after that iman, and that we go with this iman from this dunya. And for everyone else also it is that we must look for this iman. And it is very clear, the creation of the heavens and the earth, day and night coming, our sleeping at night, working and being awake during the day, our eyes, our brains are clear signs of Allah Ta'ala's existence and the oneness of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. And that all this huge mechanism of this human being and this whole world that is functioning is not in vain. There is a purpose for that. And that purpose is the Akhirah. That Allah has put us here to prepare for the Akhirah. MashaAllah, we've got a Jamaat here also from Darul Uloom Zakaria, and we should be with the Jamaat and the fikr and concern of us and of the whole Ummah and whole of mankind must be with us also. Our family, everyone, may Allah Ta'ala to make our time in this world very valuable and prepare for that eternal life of the Akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala bless and guide us towards righteousness.